Good morning. Welcome to our worship this morning. Sunday, the 8th of November 2020. It's Remembrance Sunday. Good to be able to join together in this service. I'm David Minns, and this is a service of Matins from the Book of Common Prayer. You'll be able to follow it if you have a Book of Common Prayer available, or the liturgy for this service is available from the Church of England website, and you'll be able to find this recording later on our own website, www.churnvalley.org. Today is Remembrance Sunday, though this is our regular service of Matins, not a service of remembrance. I do hope you'll be able to join one of those services of remembrance at one of our churches at 10:45, or Reverend Arthur Champion will be leading a reflective online one also at 10:45 this morning. However, the readings we're using in this service today are the readings for remembrance. The psalm is from Psalm 91 and is read from the Book of Common Prayer. The readings are Micah 4, 1-5, and Romans 8, 31-39, and they will be read from the King James Version of the Bible. After a moment of quiet, we'll begin. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do, when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord, and the Lord's name be praised. The Vanity. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The psalm today is Psalm 91, from verse 9 to the end. We say alternate verses. For thou, O Lord, art my hope. Thou hast set thine house of defence very high. There shall no evil happen unto thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee in their hands, thou shalt not hurt thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt go upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him up, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will hear him. Yea, I am with him in trouble. I will deliver him and bring him to honour. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first reading taken out of the Old Testament is from Micah, the prophet Micah, chapter 4, verse, begin to read at the first verse. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come, and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. Here endeth the first lesson. The Te Deum. We praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. To thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To thee cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise thee. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise thee. The noble army of martyrs praise thee. The holy church throughout all the world doth acknowledge thee. The Father of an infinite majesty, thine honourable, true and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When thou tookest upon thee to deliver man, thou didst not abhor the virgin's womb. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God, in the glory of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee, help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. O Lord, save thy people and bless thine heritage. Govern them and lift them up for ever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship thy name, ever world without end. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy lighten upon us as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded. The second lesson from the New Testament is from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning to read at the 31st verse. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Here endeth the second lesson. The Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So now we declare our faith in God in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. The Collect for today, Remembrance Day. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We say together the second collect for peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the third collect for grace. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So now a brief reflection on remembrance. Like most people, I find that listening to the names being read out from war memorials is an emotional experience. Each name representing a real person, and their names heard each year at remembrance. Names are important in the Bible. God gives to human beings the joy and the job of giving every other creature on earth a name. When Moses asked God for his name, God spoke out of the burning bush and said, "I am who I am." A very enigmatic name. Jacob in the Old Testament wrestled all night with God and demanded to know his name, but God's response was to bless Jacob and give him a new name, Israel. And God comforts his prophet Isaiah, saying, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Knowing the other person's name, being introduced by name, is really important because it is the beginning of getting to know someone. Each of those names on a war memorial has a story to tell. Each was a husband, a father, a son, a brother, a cousin, dearly loved, and more, much more than a name on a memorial stone. I don't think that they thought they were heroes. And I don't think that's how we should remember them. We should remember them as people. People who fought, believing that they were doing their duty and serving their country and their God, and fighting to restore peace to the world for all those, you and me today, who would come after them. Remembrance Sunday is not about the celebration of victory in battle. Today we're thanking them for their service, remembering them, and giving thanks to God that peace was restored to our world because of their service. And it gives me great hope to know that though I may not know each of those men personally, each of them was known and loved by God as much as by their families. War is not God's choice. War is a messy way for sinful and self-centered humanity to sort out its differences. God longs for the day when humanity will look beyond personal gain and look upwards at last towards him. That day will, when swords will be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Not many things in this life come without people working for them, and certainly peace does not come without work, without many people working for it, working together for it, and even fighting, and sometimes dying for it. That's why it's important to remember that Jesus said that peacemakers are to be called children of God. Jesus, as the Son of God, came to reunite this world with its Creator in peace. He worked and suffered and eventually died to bring about that peace, and those who follow his example are truly children of God. Jesus told his disciples, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." It's not enough to talk about peace. Peace must be won. And we live in a world that right now is in great need of peace. Peace only comes with justice, and there is a need for justice throughout the world. There are poor and there are hungry. We see their pictures on our television screens in the debris of some natural disaster or picking through the rubbish heaps of the wealthy in order to survive. Or when they take such huge risks to flee their own country in order to come here illegally. In our own country, there are those who are ill and unsupported. In our local towns, there are those who are afraid to go out at night. We're a long way from peace, even in our corner of the world. If peace is to mean anything, it must mean a world in which neighbours are united with one another and humanity is united with God. We must work for peace, maybe not in some corner of a foreign field, but here in our own villages and in our own neighbourhoods. Today is not a day of celebration, but of remembering, and for strengthening our resolve to continue their work for peace and justice, and actively seeking that day when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, but each shall sit under his own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. And that passage from the prophet Micah ends by saying, "All the nations may walk in the name of their gods. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever." All this talk of names, and we end up finally and entirely rightly with the name of the Lord our God. We remember those who gave their lives for peace. We work for peace, and we pray for peace. In his name, Amen. So now let us pray for the church and for the world. We pray this morning for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. We remember the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. We ask comfort for those who love them in death as in life, and all who are suffering the distress of grief and the sadness of loss. We hold before God all members of the armed forces who stand ready to face danger each day, remembering family, friends, and all who are anxious for them. We pray for civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity, And we remember all who are peacemakers and peacekeepers, who seek to keep this world secure and free. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish, and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world, and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. We pray for those who represent us in government in these difficult and strange times. We ask wisdom for those who make hard decisions, balancing people's lives against our ability to live. We hold before God those whose businesses, whose businesses have been difficult in difficult times, and for whom these new lockdown circumstances will be a disaster. We pray for those whose job will never return, and for those who built up debts. We ask God's blessing upon our hospitals and our key workers, those who work in our supermarkets, our supply chains, our teachers and our school staff, and the children in these strange days. We pray that this lockdown will be effective and save lives, and we ask wisdom and courage for those seeking a vaccine that will allow life to resume more normally. We ask strength and hope for those who are unwell, and we remember those who've died, asking comfort and love for their families and loved ones. And in these strange and difficult days, we ask for unity and peace in the United States of America. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee, with thy favour to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may alway incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts, grant her in health and wealth long to live, strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies, and finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests, fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you, and remain with you always. Amen.